KT. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Three guests. I'm really excited to have Amanda Leslie. She is the Women's Program Director and Operations with the Steelbridge Ministry, Steelbridge Transformation Center. And that's a really important thing. I know Travis really emphasized that to me, Amanda. He was really direct about it not being a homeless shelter or a feeding program or a drug rehabilitation. He really wanted it to focus on transformation. And I want to also welcome our other guests. Ches Bradford and his wife Desiree, they are here, the residents. You guys are going to be, you look like you're excited to be here, and I appreciate it so much because I know you've been through some tough stuff. And most people that have been through tough stuff aren't really open to share about it, so we're going to be blessed by you guys being here today and finding out what's going on at Steelbridge. Amanda, tell us about the ministry and what you're doing at Steelbridge now.
Perfect. So Steelbridge is a long-term life restoration program. We focus on that life restoration through a connection-based approach. We believe that the way to life restoration is through connection. Connection first and foremost with God, and then connection with your peers. So that's what we focus on. We are located down on 2nd Street, 2nd and Cole. We've been there for since about 1954. And right in the heart of beautiful downtown. So we're lucky to have such a beautiful place. We're lucky to have such great staff and such a great residents to focus on.
One of the things that I know, speaking with the ministry at Legacy Church, they're now really helping back you guys and come alongside, but they need other churches.
Yeah.
They need everybody, small and big, to come alongside them, which is part of the reason we have you on ABQ Connect. Our job here is to try to connect you guys with a lot of people in the community. The Bradfords are a great example of something really good going on, so we're excited to talk to them. But Amanda, you need people to come alongside you, and this is a ministry that is going to help people regardless of their faith. Just tell us a little bit about what services you offer, because I know that you've got another location that provides clothing and some other things. So kind of go through all of that for us.
Yeah. So our main location is there in downtown, and that's where our Life Transformation Center is. And then we have another facility. We call it our donation facility over at 2021 2nd Street. And that is more of a multi-purpose facility. We accept donations there. We give out clothing to the homeless. But something that we've also been partnering with the city is to act as a pickup and drop-off location for the Westside Shelter. So we do drop-offs when the homeless leave the Westside Shelter in the morning. They have the ability to be dropped off at our location there. And we offer them breakfast every day of the week, 7 days a week. And then they can also, families, women with children, families, and women who are alone and people with disabilities can come and wait at that facility for the Westside pickup to go out there in the afternoon. And we also offer through APS, we offer tutoring to kids, homeless kids in the area in our facility. So we are really big on being a part of the community, offering our facility to the community, and fostering connection and relationships within our community.
Well, I'm going to shift now to the Bradfords, either one of you here. You guys are residents at Steelbridge. Tell us a little bit about your history and how you ended up here in Albuquerque.
First, I want to say just bless you guys for having us here to be a voice for Steelbridge. And it's not about us, but it's all to glorify the King. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually. And
hey, I am too. So there we go.
Amen, amen.
Knuckles, man.
So, you know, just growing up and just living life as coming to a place in life where you understand that life is not life unless it's lived with Christ. And so most of my life have been just a wild way of living. And there came a point in my life where I just knew there was something more. And Steelbridge, I knew about Steelbridge for quite a while. And I've worked with Steelbridge before. But, you know, there just came a point in my life where I kind of stumbled. And I could hear the voice of God telling me, go to Steelbridge, go to Steelbridge. But because of pride and just the cares of life, it took me longer than it should have. But I finally said, you know what? I have to do this. So I ended up going to Steelbridge. And I knew at Steelbridge, I can get rest for my soul. So that's what I was after, is I needed rest for my soul. And so I called my wife one day and I said, I need you to go drop me off. You know, and she came, she picked me up and she dropped me off. And I've been at Steelbridge, and it is a life-changing place. Mm. And I encourage brothers and sisters who, and those who have family members who may be going through things in life, It is definitely a place for restoration and to be restored through the power of God.
So, Desiree, I'm going to ask you a pointed question. If you want help, can you turn your life around?
You can. Yes, definitely. Yes, I believe so. Actually, when I dropped my husband off, one of the staff was like, are you staying too? And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. So it took me probably 4 months. I know my husband was praying for me to go there, and it took me 4 months, so I ended up going back. And I, too, was a part of Steelbridge for quite a while before I came back, and I kept hearing the Lord call me. So I went back as well, and I'm very blessed to be a part of it. And a lot of work. There's a lot of work to be done, and, yeah, it's a place of second chances for sure.
Well, I get the feeling,
amen,
you're being used right now to bless other mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
So are you guys highly qualified pastors and ministers now, and that's now your time? Or has God just decided that he was going to use you no matter what you have going on?
I definitely believe so, yes. Yes.
And I would just say that I'm a servant.
Yes.
And we were honored to be asked to come and be a voice for Steelbridge. And so it's definitely a blessing.
Tell me what the timeline is between you're going through what I may use the wrong vernacular here, and I apologize if I'm offending anybody, but I'll call normal life where you have somewhere to live and you know where your next meal's coming from. What's the timeline between losing that and being on the street? Is that a real long time? Is that a process? Can it happen overnight?
Yeah,
give us your experience.
It's different for every person. Mm. We have some people who have been on the streets for 10 and 20 years in housing housing issues. You know, they bounce from place to place, and they spend sometimes at Train Park, Coronado Park, and then they crash on people's couches. It's different for everyone. So for Chess and Desiree, it looked a little bit different, and you guys can talk about what that looked like for you.
I actually am blessed. I have a mother and father who are still married. They've raised my kids. I was living there. My addiction, I am functioning addict. I still held a job. So I was called to go to Steelbridge, and I was blessed to be able to work. So it's special arrangements, basically. So my family just was like, you need to go back. You need to go back and get help. So it's different for me. And it did happen. Like, the day that I went in there was the day I quit using. And it was overnight. I know that the day that I went in there, if I didn't go, I would have been dead, because things had happened 3 days after I ended up in the hospital. And I was literally getting poisoned all the way up into my brain. So I ended up in the hospital. If I wouldn't have went that day, I probably would have been dead. My parents would have been burying me. So yes, it does happen overnight.
Is addiction something that sneaks up on you, or is that a gradual process?
I was clean for 8 years, and then I had relapsed, and it happens in your brain first. It's you relapse in your brain first. Like, the enemy will attack you. It's like taking the bait of Satan. It starts in your mind, like you already think about it, and then it slowly happens. But once you think about it, once it's there, I believe it's.
And that's one of the things we focus on in our program, is relapse prevention.
Yes.
We focus on teaching them how to identify their addictive behaviors, what the first trigger signs are. Like Desiree said, it happens in your mind first. And if you let that addiction take hold and root down, you're going to relapse. And so one of our big goals is through the different types of counseling and therapy that we do to help them realize the triggers, understand what they are, understand before you get triggered, how to cope and how to ward off those addictive tendencies.
We are joined in studio this afternoon by Ches Bradford and his wife Desiree. They're both residents at Steelbridge. And we have Amanda Leslie. She is the Women's Program Director and of Operations. And we're glad to have you all three in the studio. We've got one more segment with you, about 10, 15 minutes up to the top of the hour. So a lot more to talk about. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio with Amanda Leslie. She is the Women's Program Director at Steelbridge of New Mexico. A lot of people are familiar with the ministry is at one time called the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Legacy Church kind of came alongside of them as really, I think, rescuing them from a lot of difficulties and helping them with management issues and all kinds of things. But now Steelbridge needs a lot of other churches to come alongside it, a lot of individuals. And so I am in studio with Amanda Leslie, and she's also Desiree Bradford and Ches Bradford. They're a married couple living at Steelbridge. Really amazing that you guys are here sharing your testimony about that. So I'm going to direct this now to Amanda because this really has a lot to do with the Bradfords too. Please describe the process of healing and restoration.
So at Steelbridge, we believe that restoration comes through three kind of key life components, which is having a job, having a place to live, and being connected in a church. And so before we let anyone graduate, we want to make sure that we've done our best to provide them with opportunities to connect with a church and get involved with a church, to have the opportunity to find housing and to have a job. Because without those three things, you may graduate from our program, but you won't have long-term success. And we want to make sure, as much as we love all these residents and as much as I love Ches and Desiree, I don't want to see them back in our program. I want them to have long-term life success. And so that is getting a job, being connected in a church, and having housing when they leave our program. And how the community can come and support us in that is we're always looking for organizations that have job openings that we could maybe be on the first call list. Hey, we have a couple jobs. Do you have anybody who's ready to come and interview and have that particular set of skills that they could utilize? And then as far as housing, you know, we work a lot with the county and housing and other different organizations in the community that offer housing opportunities. So
you also have beds in your facility, right?
Yes. So our facility is a live-in facility. Mm-hmm. We have about 120 beds. This week we've been filled to the brim, both our male and female side. Both we have a waiting list of, on the men's side, I think we have 60 men who are on our waiting list. And then for our women, we've got about 25 women on the waiting list. So it shows that there's a real need in Albuquerque for types of facilities like ours, where people can come in and learn how to do life, learn how to do life well, and learn how to do life through Christ. Our main focus is we know that nothing is going to change without the power of God. Hallelujah. And instead of a 12-step process, we have a one-step process. Christ. Yeah. Your relationship with Christ and your relationship with God is what's going to bring you out of poverty, bring you out of trauma, and bring you out of addiction, and really set you up for long-term success. And that's what we love about Chess and Desiree, for instance, is Desiree has a job. She's out there working in the community while being a part of Steel Bridge. Chess is in the process of looking for a job, so he's been here almost 5 months, and he's at... He's at that point where he's starting to look for outside work while still living in our facility, because we understand you can't just walk out of Steel Bridge and expect to do well in life. Sometimes we need people to come alongside us and have those connections and those relationships to help us navigate through the tough times. So we're excited for both of them in their growth and their relationship with Christ and their relationship with each other and their families and the community.
Chess, what do you feel like you're looking for now?
Just to be restored and to become the man of God, the dad for our children, and the husband that I'm supposed to be, you know, to lead like I was called to lead. Can I read something real quick?
Absolutely.
Real quick, and it's in Luke 22, 31 and 32. It says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you all sifted like wheat, but I have made petition concerning you that your faith would not fail. And you once you have turned again, establish your brothers.
Amen.
And, I feel like Amanda said, is that it's all by the doings and through the power of Christ Jesus, you know, because you can get a 12 step. You can do all these things, but without Christ, we have nothing. We have no power. We have no authority. We have nothing. We lose. And, the thing about Steel Bridge is that taking hold of what God has for us there. Todd says, you know, wisdom is when it's applied.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, allowing God to totally transform us. There's healing. There's restoration. There's everything that we're supposed to get through Christ at Steel Bridge, because you can go to any program. But if you want rest for your soul and you want to learn how to live upright and live a godly life, I mean, all your needs are met at Steel Bridge. You have everything you need there to be reestablished and to learn how to walk in the ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to say this to encourage some. There's probably someone out there going through things, some even worse than what me and my wife are going through. But I will tell you that Steel Bridge is a place to get rest for your soul, to be given hope again, you know, to reassure you with your faith in Christ. It is all there. And you have loving brothers and sisters and staff members that will come alongside you, not behind you, not in front of you, but come alongside you and hold you up and hold you accountable as well.
Yeah.
Very accountable.
Desiree, when you look at, I mean, you mentioned an addiction and some other things you've been through, and we're not going to go over that stuff at all because that's something in the past, but you have gone by it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like a stronger person now? You feel like you could do a better job for an employer, be a better mom,
yes,
be a better friend, those kind of things? Sheriff's a little bit about that.
I do. I actually, I've been in plenty of programs, and they actually forget to tell you that it's not just a higher power. It's God. It's Jesus Christ.
Mm.
I have very good support with my job. I work for Onyx, and they are awesome. They they support me in a lot of areas, too. I'm very blessed. Steel Bridge is exactly the place to be, and my mom and dad have spent a lot of money and time in putting me in different rehabs, and it's been wasteful because they forget to tell you that it's not just higher power. You don't have to just use anything that works, or it's not about the 12 steps. It's not about, it's just about Jesus Christ.
How's that relationship with your mom and dad? Are you healing that a little
bit? It's healing slowly. My mom, she's tired. Mm. She's tired, but, it's slowly getting there. And my kids are tired too, but, God, I stand on God's promises. So,
well, let me share this with you. I don't know you at all. I met you 15, 20 minutes ago, and I'm so blessed and encouraged by you being here, sitting here, and I want to say that same thing to Chez, because it's tough when somebody is open about what they've gone through, but it's such a blessing to us. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that you guys are here. You're being used by God to share that with our listeners. I hope our listeners are going to accept a call to action, that they're going to want to come alongside and help. Amanda, you need volunteers?
All the time. We need volunteers. We need prayer partners. We need support partners. Donating. We receive zero money from the government. None. We are fully funded by our community and our community members and organizations. So if you guys are interested in donating to Stillbridge, you can go to our website, which is stillbridge.org. You can give online. You can send, checks to our location, 214, Second Street. If you want to be a volunteer, you can contact us, at 505-346-4673. I never call our number, so I never remember what it is. but I should do a better job of memorizing it. So we have volunteers in the kitchen. We have people who come in and lead Bible studies. We have people who teach. We have people who, community members from Legacy who come and give our men and women haircuts on Sundays. So we are always looking for ways to get more people involved in our organization and with our residents and clients.
Chez, I have a question for you.
A lot of
people, I don't think, understand. They think that the enemy just tries to trip us up. But the Bible actually says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How do you escape that?
Escaping with the Word of God.
Mm.
You know, understanding who God is and what he did through his Son. You know, the blood that was shed for us, like, there's no sin too great that you can't be forgiven for. Mm. And there is nothing that he will not do for you. As his children, he loves us, and he will go any distance to seek us out, to save us, and to pull us back, to bring us back to him. And that is the whole purpose of the cross and what it was for. So it's personal for me. I understand what he did for me, for my wife, for our children, for all of us here sitting right now. When you understand what he did for you, the enemy has no power, no dominion, no anything over you. Mm. By the blood of Christ Jesus, we have been given all power and authority over all things. And when you stand on his word and you believe it in your heart and you confess him, that man, the victory is ours.
You guys have overcome a lot. Amanda, what's summarize for us in a minute? I haven't left you much time. This show flies by like the wind, especially when you're enjoying something and seeing victory and amazing things. So again, thanks for sharing the story. What's a day look like for a typical person at Stillbridge?
Yeah, so we have morning connect time before breakfast. The men and women have their own separate times where they gather. Then we all come together for breakfast. We have a couple different phases of our program, so it depends on what phase, but I won't go into that. We have kind of a chore time, house time, community time in the mornings. We get together for lunch, and then in the afternoons we have intense Bible study time. We have different teachers who come in and lead us in relapse prevention, different Bible studies. And then we come together for dinner, and then we have live streaming of different churches from all over the country that we watch at night to kind of center ourselves back up, and then free time. So in a very tiny nutshell, that's a little bit.
Well, and Desiree's going out to work every day and doing that kind of thing. So, wow, amazing story. Thank you all for sharing it.
Thank you.
Amanda Leslie, thank you. Chez and Desiree, thank you for being on ABQ Connect, and we will definitely get you guys back on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much
for having us. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.